now does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Honorable branch of the Superior Court of Los Angeles County is called to order.
Mr. Clerk, you may proceed.
The first case we have on the docket is the State versus Maida White.
Maida?
Yes, sir.
We'll have to go before the bench.
Mr. Clerk, will you read the indictment?
The people of the State of California against Maida White. In the Superior Court of the State of California, in and for the County of Los Angeles, the grand jury of the County of Los Angeles, State of California, hereby accuses Maida White of a felony, to wit, murder in that on or about September 22nd, 1950, in the County of Los Angeles, in the State of California, she feloniously, willfully, and with malice aforethought, by means of a loaded pistol, made an assault upon Ted White and discharged the pistol upon and against his body, causing a mortal wound, of which he died.
Maida White, how do you plead?
The defendant pleads not guilty by reason of insanity.
Your Honor.
Mr. Henry.
Because of the character of the crime, we would like to have a quick trial.
Your Honor, I'm not quite prepared. I haven't had ample time to complete my investigation. I'd like to have as long a time as the court could possibly give me.
Mr. Brandon, you know that the law provides that a case of this kind must be heard within 30 days of the arraignment of the defendant. If at the end of 30 days you need a further extension of time, the court will consider the matter upon proper application. However, it's my opinion that you should be able to complete your investigation within the prescribed time. The trial is called for 30 days from this date.
You leave the courtroom, Maida White, in the custody of a woman sheriff. Not once have you looked into the faces of the members of your family who are present here this morning. To them, and to you, Ray Brandon's words came as a shock. The plea, guilty by reason of insanity. What do these words mean? What sort of defense is Brandon going to prepare? Insanity? To one spectator in the courtroom, Brandon's plea is a logical one. The man, Joe Roberts, ace reporter for the City Times, former war correspondent. He's out for a story. The story behind the story. We'll learn more about this in a moment. For white sight washes without red hands, I'm coming back to Dove. That's what your letters say. Yes, more of you write every day telling us that after trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, you're going back to Dove. Listen to these letters.
Cleveland, Ohio. Mrs. Shakely, housewife for 8 years.
I tried some of those chemical powders for my wash, but my hands couldn't take it. So I'm back to Dove. It's certainly true. Doug gives me white washes without red hands.
Lansing, Michigan. Mrs. Brain, mother of 8-month-old baby.
I've tried many washing powders, but always go back to Doug. Doug gets my clothes clean without treating my hands rough.
Water Bleak, New York. Mrs. DeLolo, new bride.
I learned how different Doug is when my mother-in-law praised me for getting my husband's shirt so white.
I told her does what it says. Give me white washes without red hands.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day? Then change to Does. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents. That's why Does gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness for hands. Does everything. Get Does today for fight washes without red hands.
The matron said you knew me. We're an old friend. I've never seen you before.
The name is Joe Roberts. No, please don't go, Mrs. White.
I didn't think I remembered that name. I couldn't be sure.
I knew of you when you were Jan Carter. Doesn't that ring a bell?
No.
It should. Ted White introduced it. I believe it was in the cocktail lounge. He was quite a guy, wasn't he?
Yes, quite a guy. You knew him well, did you?
Well enough. He was known to a great many people. And hated by many.
Yes.
Maida, why did you ever marry?
I don't think that's a concern.
Well, strangely enough, it does.
Well, you've read the newspapers. Figure it out yourself.
Chucky.
He's dead.
You must have been crazy about that, Nancy. I have a boy and girl. The boy's a little older than your son was. He's 12. I've always said you've never lived until you've had a son.
And you die when you lose him. Your son. What's his name?
Joey. Nickname Jojo.
You look different when you talk about your son.
Do I?
Yes. A little less hard, less cynical.
How can you be cynical where kids are concerned? They represent your hopes, don't they? And your dreams. Your reason really for living.
That's your reason for living. That's so true. I don't have any reason for living anymore.
You're young, attractive. You'll get out of this mess. You need a guy, Marion, that's it.
No.
How old was Jesse?
Going on 7. He was to go to school. We would have a real home together for the first time. I had it all planned.
You mean after the divorce?
Yes.
You make a lot of sense to me. Perhaps too much sense to a plea of insanity. Hatred, though, I guess, can do funny things to people, and I suppose you did hate Ted White.
Hate him. I loathed him. Not because of what he did to me or to my family, but because of what he did to my son. I'm glad Ted White is dead. I'm glad I killed him.
Yeah? Well, it's about time you got back, Robert.
Did you get to see Maida White?
Yeah,
I saw her.
Well, what do you know?
How'd you get in?
What's the difference? I saw her.
We're holding up an audition for your story.
I don't have a story yet.
What are you talking about? You talked to her, didn't you?
What'd you say?
What'd she say? How did she look?
How's she taking this thing?
I don't know.
You don't know what? Look, fellow, we hit the jackpot. The City Times is on the streets with a first-degree murder charge before any other paper. Your job is just beginning.
Mac, I think Brandon's barking up the wrong tree. She's not any more insane than I am. And if he puts her on the stand, she's not going to have a chance. Not a chance. When I heard his plea in the courtroom this morning, it made a lot of sense to me. Temporary insanity was the only defense he could hang his hat on. That's what I thought. She hated the guy.
Is that what she told you?
No, that isn't what she told me.
Hmm. What's your angle?
I don't have an angle any different from what I had a few days ago. A dame killed a guy. Listen, Mac, as my boss, I'm asking you to take me off this assignment. Put Cummings back on.
Oh, no, Joe. You're staying with her from start to finish. Now, write up your interview with Maida White. And don't pull any punches. And don't tell me you haven't got a story, because I know you have. You know she hated the guy. All right. That's a motive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a motive, but Mac...
Get going, boy. And Joe... Give it everything as only you can.
Okay, Mac. I'll give it everything. The good old alma mater, the City Times.
Every gal whose voice they rise buys her dozen the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and with does, you get white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to does. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf. Ray Brandon arranges to see Maida in a private room of the jail. In the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does. So come on along.
For white washes without red hands.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.